Vayter and Shasfir and Daf Chaf Beis. Picking it up on Chaf Aleph from a Beis by the bottom of the page. From the wide lines, it's 6 lines up from the wide lines. It's about 12 lines up or so. Shalach Leirav Mesharshir, a second word in line of Shalach. So continuing on the world of asking about different arayas and shniyos arayas. Now we ask the following. Shalach Leirav Mesharshir mitusnoya l'rav papi. Yilamdenu abenu. Eishes achi avi ha'av. The wife of the father's brother, your father's brother, so your grandfather's brother, others known as your great uncle's, your great uncle's wife, v'achos avi ha'av, and the father's sister, mau. What's going to be the din in such a case? Those are two cases, but they're very similar cases, just opposites, which is why we're going to see in a minute. Maybe it's going to be considered like it's one case. But point is that these cases, what's going to be the din? Mi de lamata erva lamala nami gazube. Is it that since the one right below it is going to be an issue of daraisa, the wife of the father's brother. Well, let's say your wife of the father's brother, or the wife of the father, Hashem. Or just the father's sister, both of those dins, look, you dropped one level below. That's going to be a daraisa, salamala, nami gazube, there it goes there. Odema ha ispaleg daraisa. Or maybe you're going to say, it's too far removed. Rashi says, niswacha kurva, it's too far, and therefore it's fine. Toshima says in Gemara, what do you mean? I'll tell you how you know that clearly these are not going to be a problem. Mayin shnios, the Gemara said earlier, what are the shnios? Lo kachashiv lubadayim, and then I considered in the cases that we brought before. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a problem. Ton of a shear. Maybe like they mentioned some and left out some, in which cases is some of them that left out, and therefore it should be usher. Says back, well, okay, my shear, the high shear. What else did they leave over? When you leave over, if you're going to teach a bunch of laws and you're going to leave over some, you don't just leave over one case. You leave over two cases, three, four, or five. What else did you leave over? And like we said before, these are two cases. No, but they're similar enough, says Tosos, to make it like it's one case. The answer is no. Shir shnius to be Rav Chia. He left over the six of Rav Chia, which we're going to see in Daf Chaf Beis. We're going to get into Rav Chia had six that he mentioned. So, therefore, don't tell me that these are mutter, because maybe it's ton of a shir. A Meimar comes in, he says, a Meimar achshir be'ishes achia avi aviv uva achos avi aviv. He says that these cases are mutter. Frak the Gemara, Amar Lei, Rav Hillel, Rav Ashi, says, L'didi chazi l'shnios marber Abna. I saw the shnios that was said by Marber, Abna, and there was he had a list, Uksivon shitzre l'isur, and there were 16 that were written. My lav, Tamani damasnisa, aren't they not the 8 that we brought in the Braisa, that we brought yesterday, and Vishis Devir of Chil, we're going to bring later today, that's a total of 14, V'hanach Tarti, and those two, it ends up being the what, and they come out with what, HaShitzri, and you end up with the 16, in which case you're saying they're Mutter, no, they're talking going to be Yasser. He says, back, Ulutamech, but according to you, of Hillel, Shivsri Avion, there's actually 17, Da'ika Ishis Achia Aim, Mina Aim, the Pashtin and Lisura. There's the case of the mother's the wife of the mother's maternal brother that we said is Aser. Apparently that was another one that there was known about, so then you're going to end up with 17. So this is going to, no, Halo Kasha, that's not a Kasha on me. Beep, turn the page, Kapes. Hanach Tarti, because those two that we brought in the beginning that we were discussing, Eishes Achia Via Av, Achos Via Av, Shein Tzad Achua De Av, Ulamata dida erva, did who erva, because Hanach Tarti, the wife of the father's brother and the father's sister, the Damila Dadi, that is similar one to the next, like we said already, Kichad Chashav, it's considered like one, Vahad sister, and therefore they have 16. Vahami Komakum, Lididichaz, and Land Ksivan Lisura. So it comes out to say that these things are going to be Aser. How could you say those two cases are going to be Mutter? So Amalei says back to Vilitamech, according to you, Iav Ksiv Lehetera, if you would have been seeing written down in his name that it would have been for Heter, would you have been somich on that? Demarbri de Rabna michasam alayu. He would have said, really? Did Marbri Rabna really, did he say that they're okay? No, you would have said not. So hashtanami dixiv li surah, lav mar bere de Rabna chasam alayu. didn't have a signed document that he's signing off that this is the case. So therefore, you have a list over here that's bringing it down. Kitzer, we have a Mamer, which Paskin's not like that. Therefore, we go with what a Mamer says. And these cases are going to be Mutter. Okay, now let's take a look and see what these six cases that we said were going to come down for Rav Chiya, Tanna de Rabbi Chiya, Shlishi Shebibno, the third generation that comes from one's child, one's son. That is his son's son's daughter. So if I have a son, and that son is a son, my grandson, and he is a daughter, that's going to be Shnius. Why is this? So Rashi points out that because the son's daughter is a Daraisa, therefore they said that the son's son's daughter is going to be a Shnia. And that's going to be also, which we're going to see now, Vishababito, and with the daughter also. It's the daughter's son's daughter, because again, we said his daughter's daughter is a Daraisa. And then Vishababen Ishto, Vishababas Ishto. That would be his wife's son's son's daughter. That's his, in other words, it's his step grand great granddaughter. Because his wife's son's daughter is a Daraisa. That's a wife's son's and wife's daughter. Shnia. All these are gonna be a Shnia. Revi. Holy moly. Before the review one, the previous case was the wife's daughter's son's daughter, because his wife's daughter's daughter is a Daraisa. Okay, now, Revi Shebechami Veshebechamos Vesheb... The fourth of the Chamiv, the father-in-law, Veshebechamoso, and the mother-in-law, Shnia, is also Shnia. What's that talking about? That would be the father-in-law's mother's mother, which in reference to my wife, that would be a fourth generation, because it's her father's mother's mother. Rashi says that Revi Shebechamiv, Dor Revi Shebechamiv, Hainu Aim Chamiv, Vehu Dor Revi Leishto, it's a fourth generation from his wife, Veishto Bechalal. So it's his wife one, father two, mother's mother. So that's four. Shnia, all these cases are going to be a Shnia. And Rashi points out when it says Shebechamoso, it means the aim chamoso. So the mother-in-law's mother's mother. So it's wife, mother-in-law, wife's mother's mother. Who, baby? The father-in-law's mother and the mother-in-law's mother are both Daraisa shtiklich, right? The pasuk says you can't take a woman and the granddaughter, right? So those are Daraisa. And the one step up from that is going to be a Shnia. Azai gezogt Rashi. Okay, weiter. Why is it when we're going up and going to the father-in-law's mother's mother, the mother-in-law's mother's mother, we call that the fourth generation because you included the wife in the count, the Maishna Lamaita. And why is it when you went down, the Lokachash of Lalishta? When we're going down, the first four cases that we brought, it didn't call it the fourth generation, it only called it the third generation. So Lamaila says, answer the Gemara says, because when we're going up, the Yisua Mikoch Ishto Kaasi, where the whole Isser is coming from the wife, because it's the wife's father or mother's grandmother, right? It's the wife's father's mother's mother, wife's mother's mother's mother. It's all coming from the wife. Therefore, Chashavla, we counter in there to understand, to realize that concept. Lamata, we're going down. The Isura Lav Mikoch Ishto Kasi. The Isser isn't coming from his wife, says Rashi. El Mikoch Didei Dibbeno Me'anusa Skin. We're talking about the son of an Onus, that's someone that he violated. Loka Chashavla, we don't count her in it because it's nothing to do with her. I mean, there's everything to do with her, but I mean, it's starting from him as opposed to in the case with the other one, it's coming from the wife. Frankly, Gemara, but that's only the first two cases. What about the second? Two, right? So there were six cases. They had the first two. It only goes down, it only counts as a third generation. The last two calls it a fourth generation. What about the middle one? Vaha ben ishto ubas ishto. Di isura mikoch ishto kasi v'lo chashavla. It's coming from her and not called in. So why is it that we don't call that just like in case five and six, we call it the fourth generation? This is Gemara. I did the Tanah Shlosha Doris Lamata Didei v'lo chashavah. Tananami Shlosha Doris Lamata Didah v'lo chashavah. Just trying to keep it consistent. We started with the first two cases and we said it was three. So then we said that the second two cases also are three, even though it is taka coming from the wife. Now this shtickle we just brought up, Rav Chia, does it continue on or is it pasik, right? Do we count going up to there and then it keeps going up, or does it, or is it that it's like an end point, like we discussed in the past, that this, that they finish? Amar le Rav Ash Rav Kahana, shnios to be Rav Chia, yesh lan hefsik or in lam hefsik? Is there hefsik or not? Does it keep going up and down or not? Tashima, let's take a look at the Amarav. We saw Rav mention earlier that Arba Nashim Yeshlam Hefsik. There are four cases that have Hefsik. Seems to say that's a Sulo and no more, which means these cases do not have Hefsik. Says Gemara, maybe not. Maybe it's not a Rav, because Domiki Kamarav La Himas Nisa. Maybe Rav meant four of the list that was brought over there, but these ones would be included also. So let's try again. Tashima, just the opposite. Shlishi Ravi. Shishu Revi in Tfeilo. It says pretty straightforward that these ones have, it stops at, but it doesn't go further. So clearly it is a hefsek. It says, no, Delma Mishlishi Ve'elech Mirvi Ve'elech. Maybe all it's saying is that from the third and from the fourth, respectively, and on, that's where the Shneos start, but it doesn't actually stop. Okay, right now we leave it at that. Says the Gemara, what about Geirim? Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, Chazi Mar Haimi Rabbanon Da'asim Yimarava. Did you see this great sage that came from Eretz Yisrael of Amr and says, Bob and Rav, they asked the Kasha, Gazur Shnios Begeirim, O Lo Gazur Shnios Begeirim, whether it goes there, that Shnios also is an Isser for Geirim or not. We know that a Geir is like a Tinuk Shinolad. It's like a brand new baby. It's like he's just born. In which case, technically, on a Doraisidika level, he's even allowed to marry his mother, obviously assuming that she converts to Yiddishkeit. So, you have, now we can go to our case of Shaniqua, in the case of which she was, there's a Ger involved. So Shaniqua has Jamal. And then Jamal decides to convert, and Shaniqua converts, they both convert. Really, Jamal's allowed to marry Shaniqua. Oh, that's Doraisa. Midarbana, no, we don't let it. What about Shneos? Shaniqua's mama, Aunt Jemima, right? Aunt Jemima. Can he go and marry Aunt Jemima, which is a Shneos? Or did we also go through that as well, that he's not allowed to have a relationship with Aunt Jemima if she converts as well? So are we goes to this or are we not? No logos or shneos begadim. Amalei. What we're about to say is like this. Goyim are not allowed to marry their mothers, even if they're Goyim. But if we would allow them to, when they converted to Yiddishkeit, then to marry their mother, that would look like you went from a chamerdika thing, being a Goy, to a kal thing, being a Yid. That doesn't look good, therefore we don't allow that to happen. But when it comes to Shneos, that doesn't apply by Goyim. Therefore, we wouldn't say that they would apply when they become a Yid. Hashtu Mayer Vagufa Ilav Shalo Yamu Boyin Mikadusha Chamur Likadusha Kal. If it hadn't been for the case that they would say such a statement, look, he came from Kadosh to thing, Lo Gozer Be'u Rabbanon, Rabbanon wouldn't have even goes there marrying their own mother. However, but Shneos Mibai, is there a reason of saying by Shneos? No, because by Shneos, there's no Isser for them when they're going, so it's not like they went from Chomer to Kal, therefore they were not goes there. Amar of Nachman, Gerim, Hol, Vosul, Yadon, since we started speaking about them, so let's keep. Neima Behu, Milsa, let's say a nice idea. Achen Minaim Lo Yaidu, brothers from a mother. In other words, you have Shaniqua, she has two boys, Jamal and Joachim. Now they're brothers. Now they all of them convert. Rashi says, Lo Yaidu Lechatchila. Why the Kervis Aim, Begerim, Kervahi, the Havadi Imoi? Midarabanan, we say that the Kirva is considered, since we know that they came from the same mother, so it doesn't look too good to say that they can testify together even afterwards. Vimeidu, they do sanedu, but if they did it, then their edus does work, says Rashi, dikikotan shenola dami, because they're like a katan was born. Achim and Ab, brothers from a father, meidu lechatchila, they could do it lechatchila, because we don't consider them like they are any sort of kirva. They could do it even lechatchila, even the mama boys. Why is it that they're over a derabanan over here when it comes to the idea of testifying that we allow to go through with the eved? What about arayus? We're going to learn, says Gemara, says Rashi, the Gemara in Daf Tzadi Ches, Eidus me'arayus, the Amr lekaman perk nosin, ger shayo nosa echoso mina'im, if a ger would go ahead and marry his sister from his mom, yotze, they got to get divorced. Why? Midrabanan, let it be that it's okay. Let it be the evidence be okay. This is a Gemara. Erva la kol mesura, edus le beizdin mesura. Viger
When it comes to marriage, everybody's involved with that. Rashi says, I call nosim nashim. Everyone gets married to women. Hilkach isharis l'kiyume. If we allow this to stay on, then asinami l'mishe erubi Yisrael. Everyone's going to say, oh, I can get married to a Jew, to my own sister. Any Jew can do that. The kuliyama l'yadi, the time of the ger mishim to katan nolodan. Not everyone understands the reason why this ger can be with his sister's maternal sister, biological maternal sister, is because of the fact that they're like a new person. But l'bezin misura is a government testimony. Rashi says, v'inami mi m'chsheres edus achim gerim lo asir lach shuri achim yisrael. No one's going to come to say, why? Allow this. I'm going to allow Jewish brothers to do it also. The Bezin yadi the gerish in sky kot no dami, because Bezin clearly knows the halachos.
Zuck the next Mishnah. Mishesh lo achim yikom akam, a person who has a brother of any, yikom akam from any place, of any kind. Rashi says, that the Gemara will explain what this means. Zokik es eshes achiv libam, that makes his brother, his brother's wife, falls into the category of having to do yibum. Pretty straightforward, maybe not. V'achiv hu l'chol davar, his brother for every matter. And again, Rashi says, the Gemara is going to explain what that's referencing. Chutz mimi sheyesh lo ach min ha-shivcha u'min ha-oved es kochav, unless someone has a brother from a shivcha, from a shivcha kenanis, or from a oved es kochav, from a goy. Like we're going to see, Rashi points out the Gemara, they end up going according to her, and the kid is not considered Jewish. Mishesh lo ben mikol makom, and there's a child from any place. And again, we'll explain what that means. Poter eishes aviv min yibum, it's got a pater, the eishes aviv, the wife of the father, from doing yibum, because it has to be, it means he has no kids, but if he has a kid, even any type. V'chayev al makaso v'al kalalatso, and this kid is going to be chayev for cursing him, and for hitting him. Says Rashi, we're talking about the case of what? Imhika okilas aviv chayiv misa. If he does that, he's going to be chayiv misa. Ubno lechol davar. He is his kid for everything. Chutz mimi sheyesh lo ben min hashivcha min avodas kochavim, unless he's a kid from, again, these type of things is going to be no good. Then they're considered like they ain't no be Jewish. When it says the concept of mikol mukam, what does that mean? If a brother or any type of brother. Amar Yehuda means lasuya mamzer. It's including a mamzer. Even the brother is considered a mamzer. Still, let's say Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven was regular and Shimon is a mamzer. Reuven dies, the wife falls to the mamzer. They still have to do yibam or chalitza. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, obviously. Achadil. This is brother, so why would you think that it wouldn't be? No, because Ma'udatema, you'd have thought, Leiliv Achva Achva B'nei Yaakov. This week we learned that the idea of Yibam comes from, one of the ways we said we learned it is from brother from Yaakov, Malaholink Sharon Velopsulin. Just like over there, they were Sharon, they were in Pussel, from all the brothers, all the tribes, Afkan Sharon Velopsulin. You think here too, it has to be the Kosher Nat, not Psulin, Kamash Melon, come to tell you now like that. Veim Achanami, who says, maybe we should not say that. Let's learn this, because they were seven. Let's say that's got to be Sharon, not Psulin. So how do you know that that's not the case? Kevan de le'inyan yibam miftar niftar. Kevan de le'inyan yibam miftar niftar. Since if a father has if there's a man or woman and the man has a mamzer, that and then he ends up dying, that his wife doesn't have to go to someone else, but rather is out of the picture. Beep during the pitch of bezma bez. So miskak nami zokik. Clearly, if that's going to be allowing you to get out of yibam, also clearly that's going to be saying they have to be involved with yibam as well. I'll talk to the Gemara of Achiv Hu Lechodav, he's a brother for everything. So what's that coming to tell you? L'yorisho v'litamilo. That means in order to yorish him and also to be mitami to him if it was a coin. When a coin is not allowed to be tummy, not become tummy. He's only allowed to become tummy. Rashi says, im coin v'lo ach mamzer mitmalo, you can become tummy for him. Pshita Achivu says, well, obviously he's his brother, so why not? Says, no, because I would have thought, ho luksiv, it says in the Pasuk that a coin is not to become tummy. It says, ki im l'sheiro akar v'lov. He can only become tummy to his she'eru, is like his flesh, who is closest to him. V'amar mar, she'eru zu ishto, this is talking about his wife. Uksliv lo yitama bal ba'amav lehechalo. We have a pasuk that also says that a husband amongst his people cannot contaminate himself for one who desecrates him. Yesh bal shemitame. We learn from here that there is a husband who will go become tummy for his wife. Yesh bal shem mitame. There's one that does not become tummy for his wife. Hey, haki, is that how so? Mitame hu leishto ksheri, is mitame to his wife who's kasher. Ve'en mitame leishto psula, but it doesn't do it to his wife who's psula. In other words, if she's, let's say, she was a divorced woman, and he went ahead and he married this divorced woman, she wasn't allowed to be married to him, so therefore you go ahead and you can't be mitami to him. Says Zemar. So hachanami here too, mitmehu la'ach kasher. You would say you only mitami for an ach kasher. Ve'en mitami la'ach pasul. Kamash Melon comes to tell you not like that. That you only do it for, you do it even for an ach
who's a mamzer. Vema Chanami, who says maybe Tachanami should be the Kohen, doesn't tie himself for an Achus's puzzle. Says no. It says the Gemara, Hasam Lafuke Kaima. Over there, where the case of the man married a grusha, it's lafuke kaima. In other words, it's every second he's married to her, he really has to go ahead and he has to get divorced to her. Therefore, as she says, hilkach lav ishtohi, it's not considered like his wife that he's going to become tummy to her. But ha'acha achivu, but here with the brother, it's his brother no matter what. Even though he's a mamzer, the bottom line, he's considered his brother, he's metami to him. Next part of the Mishnah we said is chutz mi mishi yishlo ach min ashivcha o min avodis kochavim. If you have a brother who's coming from a shivcha kananis or from an avodis kochavim or from a maidservant, a maidservant or a goita, my time of what's pshat that they're not considered his brothers. Amar Karl pasuk says ha'isha viladeh tia la adoneha. The woman and her children belong to the adon, to the master. That means if you have a man who has an eved ivri and he has a shivcha kananis, he's allowed to have them have a relationship, and then they have children. What ends up happening is when he leaves after 6 years, so isha viladeh tia la adoneha, they remain and become to the adon. It's the woman and her children, meaning to say they belong to her and not to him, and therefore they're not Jewish. Next, mi sheyeshlo bein mikol makom poter, who is excluded from any type, is going to pater the wife from doing yibum. So Reuven is married to Leah, and he also has a child who is a mamzer. And now they go ahead, and Reuven dies. The wife doesn't go to yibum; she's pater. Mikol makom l'suyim. What's it coming to include? Amar Rabbi Yehuda l'suyim mamzer. It's coming to include even the kid is a mamzer. Okay, I said before the mamzer, but say even it's one kid, but even if the kid is a mamzer. My time, what's pshat? Amar kra uben einlo. It says only if he doesn't have any sons, then he does. Then she has to do yibum. What does that mean? Uben einlo. So we learn from here, einlo. We're dashing to say ayin a love. We're ma'ayin into it. We investigate and we check in to see if he has any kids. Rashi says it could have written it without a yud. And the fact that looking with a yud is coming to dashing to be ma'ayin into it, to look into it, to see if he has any other kids. Then she is off talk from doing any sort of yibum. The chayiv al makah. So in the chayiv al makah, if they go ahead and this kid is a mamzer, goes ahead and he goes and gives a makkah, or he's mekalel, then he's going to be chayev. Says Gemara, amai, why is it that he should be chayev for hitting his father, striking and smashing his father, giving a curse? Kari kan v'nasi ba'amcha lo sa'or. The pasuk says that, and a prince of your people you shall not curse. That means people that are part of your people, meaning what? Ba'osa ma'is amcha, they behave like your people. And this person obviously didn't. Rashi says, v'hai alviv, lav osa ma'is amcha. Why? Because every ba'al erva, v'hold him in a mamzer. He created a mamzer. So clearly, he should be able to curse this person. He should be able to maybe go ahead and hit him. And for the Gemara, Kedamra Pinchas Meshidra Papa, Ba'osa Tshuva. It's talking about the case of a person who did Tshuva. This takes back to Chagiga Chavav, the whole story of the Kohen who goes, the person who goes and returns the stuff that he stole. Right? Ba'osa Tshuva. Hachanami Kishasa Tshuva. Here too is a case where he's a Tshuva. I, Vahar, Bar Tshuva, you. This person's called a Tshuva. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah also in Chagiga. Shimon ben Manasseh Omer says, Ezum Uvas Lo'yuchol Sekon. What is the case of a person who messes something up? He's not able to go and fix it afterwards. Ze'a Ba'al Erva. V'holim Ben Amamzer. Someone goes and has a relationship and ends up with a Mamzer over there. It's not something you're able to fix. This is Gemara, no. Even though he did something he's able to fix, because the mom is in the sector, the bottom line is right now he's behaving like your am, and therefore it shouldn't be, therefore he's in the category where you're not allowed to curse him. Now we get into a conversation which is going to take us way down into the next daf. We're not going to do the whole thing, but let's get started. Tana Rabbana and Habala Chosa, someone who has a relationship with his own sister, he bas Eishes Aviv, and she's the daughter of his father's wife. This is meaning to say, it's not that his father married someone and brought a girl in with him, but rather his father married someone and then they had a baby. So this guy ends up having a relationship with his sister. And Chayav Mishum Achoso is Chayav from the Isser of having a relationship with one sister. Mishum Basei Shesavav, and because of the Isser of, you know, there's a separate one that you're not allowed to have a relationship with the daughter of your father's wife. So there's two. That is the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef Rehudom, he says, no, Eno Chayav El Mishum Achoso Bavad, the only thing you're over is the Isser being over with a sister. Velom Bnei Basei Shesavav, not because of the daughter of the father's wife. All right, let's break it down where we're coming from. My time at the Rabbanim, what's the reason the Rabbanim is saying going to be chayiv double? Amri, because the pasuk says, Michti, let's break it down. Ksiv, we have the pasuk that comes along and he tells us that erva sachoscha bas avicha basimecha, the erva, the nakedness of your sister, whether it's your father's or your mother's, the daughter from your father, daughter from your mother, you can't reveal, you can't uncover. Ervas bash eishes avicha moledes avicha choschahi, another one that says that the nakedness of your father's wife's daughter was born to your father, She is your sister. Lomeli, why'd I have to bring the pasuk over there? Shema mina lechayvo, must be able to bring that in order to be mechayvim. Mishum achoso umishum basa ishasaviv for both of these isurim. And what about the other tzad? Rav Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said you only chayv one. Amar Kala pasuk says achoschahi. The second pasuk brings down that she is your sister, which means to say it's prat. It's she is your sister. Mishum achoso atamechayvo, only because she's your sister. V'iyat atamechayvo mishum basa ishasaviv, not because of the daughter of your wife, the daughter of the father's wife. Okay, if that's for the Rabbanon, hi, achoschahi, my avdile, what do I do with the fact that this is achoschahi, if it's not being memayit, but it's still being part of the second iser? Miboilu lechayvo achoso bas aviv ubas ima. It's come to mechayev, this brother, who has a relationship with his sister, who's the daughter of his father and the daughter of his mother, and it's talking about a relationship that he was ever married to. So they have a man has a relationship with a woman and ends up having a boy and a girl from that woman without being married. It's coming to include that case also. Lomar she'ein mazirin min adin. It's coming to tell you, you can't make an iser from a kavachomer. Rashi says min adin mi kavachomer. Im albas aviv. Shalobas imo is here. If on the daughter of the father, which is not the daughter of the mother, you were makbid on, we were masir, it's aser. Abbas of a vi'imo lokosh again, isn't coming to tell you for sure. So it must be that the reason why it's spelled out is to tell you that you're not let in masirin menadin. You can't make these laws from a kavachomer. As we have seen before, in order to be over in Isser, you have to have azhara. There's got to be some sort of warning against it. The Gemara is telling us that, yes, you're allowed to go ahead and learn different halachas from a kavachomer, but it's not allowed to be the thing to tell you the warning of the din, of the Isser. That's why it's brought over here. It has to be spelled out explicitly as the Azhara. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Imkein, he says, one second, that's really true. If it's just coming to teach you that you're going to be chayev for having a brother with a sister from a marriage that was not married, where there was no relationship with that in marriage, then lifter achmana achoscha. Let us just say the word achoscha. He, lamali, why do I have to say the word he? Mishum achoscha to mechayevo. It's coming to teach you, like we said before, that only a choscha tamechayev, that's the only thing that you're getting held accountable for. V'yeh tamechayev, mishum bas eish asaviv. Rabbanan, did you say back? No, afagav d'chsiv achoscha, even though it said the word achoscha, it's tuch l'mechtav he, it had to write the word he. Shalot tomer ba'alma masirin min adin. So you shouldn't say that in other places that we are masirin min adin. And therefore, he is coming to add an extra to say this applies in other places also. V'chi teima achoscha d'kosav achmana lamali. And if you're going to say, so why do you have to write achoscha? I'll tell you back simply that milsa da'atze b'kavachomer, it's something that could have been learned from a kavachomer, tarach v'kosav lakra, and the Torah came along and they wrote it out. There are times when we do such an idea that we go and we write things even though we didn't have to. So kosav achmana, he, therefore I wrote the word he. To come, it's coming to teach that there is going to be a chiyuv if it's a full-on sister when they weren't married and the parents aren't married, only because the Torah wrote achoscha, because she's your sister. So we learn out that the iser can't be learned from a kavachomer. Rabbi Yosef, he counters, he comes back and he says that im kein, if it's really true that achoscha he is coming to tell you you're going to be chayiv in a case of a sister that you're full on same parents, but they weren't married like chachamim, the ones that that's their opinion, then lichtavi rachmana la achoscha he beidachra. Let it say, achoscha he, she's your sister in the other pasuk. We have two psukim here. In pasuk Yud Aleph, it talks about from marriage, and pasuk Tes, it's talking about even without marriage. So let's say the word achoscha he in that pasuk also, and then it would teach you that you're chayiv in both of those cases over there. The fact that it doesn't comes to show that you're only going to be chayiv for one of them. Okay, my friends, we are still in the thick of this, but I want to stop here because it's a decent stopping point. We're going to continue with this Bezer Hashem Yizburach Shemot tomorrow. Until then, my friends, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.